Welcome everyone to World Culture, where you'll take your trip from the comfort of your own home. We'll be diving into different countries around the world and having a closer look on their culture. We will go more in depth in what type of music they hear, typical foods, traditions, and touristic places. I am your host, Belen Hernandez. Today, in our trip around the world, our stop is Mexico. A few facts about Mexico. From 1855 to 1872, the Labor Reform period limited the power of land holdings of the Catholic Church. In 1920, the Mexican Revolution ended, and they also introduced chocolate, chilies, and corn to the world. I have with me today Elena Ayala, who is familiar with the Mexican culture. So welcome, Elena.
Thank you.
So just to kind of start off, where were you born?
I was born in the city is called Saltillo in Coahuila, the state Coahuila. It's part of the north side of
Mexico. I actually been to Saltillo.
Are you serious?
Yes, my mom is from Saltillo too. Okay.
That's insane because it's a small city.
Yes.
Really, compared to, you know, Mexico City and whatnot.
Yeah. A lot of people do not know where it's at.
No.
So that's kind of cool. It's crazy. So kind of going into that, do you speak your native language?
Yes.
100%. And do you think that it's important to have that background?
I honestly think so. You know, I think it's very important. You know, even if you're not born in Mexico or in your, you know, your home country, I think it's such an important thing to do because it opens so many doors. You know, it opens the door to your history and your background, you know, and where you came from. So I think it's very, very important for you to know.
And will you be passing that down to generations to come?
I definitely will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Awesome. So does your culture practice a religion? And if so, do you practice it?
I think practicing is a small word for what they do, you know, back home. We practice Catholicism, which is, I guess, you know, part of the Christianism. It's a very big part of Mexican culture. You know, there are holidays, there are parties, there are saints, there are so many things related to religion back home. Do I practice it? I can say that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I am a Catholic, but I'm not a practicing Catholic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And kind of going off of that, do you have like any eating rituals or that are specific to the culture?
Regarding religion or just not necessarily, I would say. You know, there are many saint days. So on the saint days, we do have a lot of, I can't say parties, but sort of rituals. You know, we go to mass and then we have an entire night of carnivals and, you know, selling stuff like churros and tacos and burritos, like a lot of things that we do to celebrate something is related to food.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really matter if it's a specific kind of food, it's just food in general. So yeah.
So kind of going into, like you said, holidays or rituals, what is the most celebrated holiday in the culture?
I don't know. That's kind of a tie. We have Dia de Muertos.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very big celebration in Mexico. We have December 12th. That's, you know, Dia de la Virgen de Guadalupe. It's just the main virgin in Mexico. We also have, I guess, Independence Day. You know, it's also a very big day in Mexico. I think those 3 days are the main ones. Yeah.
And which one do you feel like, have you ever been there, like witnessed it?
Oh yeah, for sure. Especially, you know, on December 12th for the Virgin's Day, they do, what are they called? Peregrinaciones. I'm not sure, you know, they
pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage. They do that all over the country, you know, and they meet in Mexico City, which is where the main church of the Virgin is at. So they do it, you know, they travel from all over the country walking, and the very day of the Virgin is when they meet in the church. So it's that one. It's Día de Muertos, I've witnessed it every day, especially in school, you know, because they would ask us to build an altar, mm-hmm. you know, for an entire week before the day, and they would give out pan de muertos, you know. So it's I've witnessed all of them. I've witnessed all of them. I'm close to all of them in a certain way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you kind of like elaborate on what exactly is done on Día de los Muertos?
My family, we don't really, it's not that we don't celebrate it. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, we don't have somebody close yet that has passed away so that we would do it. But the few days before November 2nd, we start building altars. You know, we start decorations. We start gathering the food and the items of the beloved that has passed away so that it culminates into this thing where you just, you know, you preach and you give the love that you can to the mm-hmm. passed away, to the person who has passed away. After that, you mean after December, I mean, sorry, after November 2nd, it's not really, nothing else happens really, but it's just a culmination of the altar. And a lot of people also sleep at the cemeteries, you know, of the loved ones as well. You know, they put candles all over the cemeteries, they put flowers, they're just there, you know, to be with the loved ones. It's just like a family gathering, you know, with people that aren't here anymore.
Wow. Yeah. And then for the celebration of the Virgin Mary, like you said, do you dress up a certain way, or is it just
No, not really. Not really. You don't dress up. You just get as many religious items as you can, you know? You get as many virgins as you can, you know? Okay. But no, you don't dress up really for that celebration.
That's very interesting. So kind of going a little bit off on that, is physical contact viewed negatively or positively in the Mexican culture?
Define physical contact.
So like if maybe you're touching, like sitting and it's kind of like a caress or a hug.
Actually, no, it's, well, I can't say it's the opposite, but mm-hmm. we're very touchy-feely.
Okay.
You know, if you, for example, here I've noticed that you meet somebody for the first time and you handshake, right? Or you don't even touch, you just say, hi, nice meeting you, right? Mm-hmm. In Mexico, sometimes you even hug, you know, we do the kissing on the cheek kind of thing. You don't have to know the person. You just do it because it's part of the culture. It's part of how we're raised. You know, we're used to touching people we love. We're used to touching people we don't really know, you know, not in an appropriate way, but, you know, just to sort of feel the person and sort of become familiar with it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we do sort of embrace physical contact in a sense, yeah.
So have you come here and, like, tried hugging somebody and someone was kind of like, whoa, I don't know you.
It's happened to me, especially when I was living in New York, where I would meet somebody for the first time and I went for the kissing on the cheek thing, and it was very awkward. It was very awkward because they were thrown off by it. And I was just like, I'm sorry, you know, I'm just so used to it.
Yeah.
That it just makes things awkward sometimes. But yeah, it's a change of climate for sure.
Yeah, it's a 360. What is considered the most disrespectful in the Mexican culture?
The most disrespectful would be disrespecting your elders, mm-hmm. I would say, especially and within your family. If you disrespect, you know, your mother especially, or your grandparents, mm-hmm. it's a big thing, you know. It's a big thing because we're taught to have respect and appreciate what they have done for us. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would say that's the main disrespect you can find in Mexico. You know, not cussing, because we cuss a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you cuss to your family, not to your family. You know, you cuss with your family, you cuss with your friends, you cuss pretty much everywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's not even a big deal anymore back home, but definitely disrespecting your elders is a big thing.
So what would be the most respectful thing that Mexican culture
manners in a home that isn't yours.
And what would that mean?
Well, you know, funnily is, for example, if you go visit a friend and if you refuse the food that they give you, mm-hmm. you know, it's a kind of disrespectful thing because we value food a lot.
Yeah.
And we're very hospitable.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're very homey, you know. So if you walk into our home, we want you to feel at home. So if you refuse the food or you refuse, you know, the service that we're trying to give you, it's kind of the disrespectful thing to us. You know, it's like a minor slap in the face, you know. So, yeah. Yeah, that's something that we...
That's crazy. Yeah. And other than not accepting food, is there anything else that would be considered...
Just mainly being kind of rude, you know, mm-hmm. at a home that isn't yours. You know, not really having manners or...
Okay.
Yeah, just not being disrespectful.
So, you mentioned food. What are the popular dishes in the Mexican culture?
That's a tough one because Mexican gastronomy it's so wide. It's ridiculously wide, you know. It's nothing like you see here, you know, Taco Bell or whatever, Chipotle. It's absolutely nothing compared to it. We have tacos of so many varieties. We have chile poblano, we have enchiladas, chilaquiles, we have, I don't even know, we have frijoles, we have tortillas, we have the main things and we have the big things, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, and also changes from place to place mm-hmm. within Mexico, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, for example, the quesadillas in Mexico City is completely different from the quesadillas in the north, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's quesadillas. I mean, the word says it itself, is cheese. Mm-hmm. You know, queso is cheese. So it's supposed to come with cheese, right?
Yeah.
And it's such a big thing within Mexico because Mexico City does not do quesadillas with cheese. So, exactly.
Really?
So everybody else is like, why do you do this? You know, this is blasphemous. Like, it's not supposed to be like that, you know? So
yeah.
We have an inner battle going on with that. So yeah, food is a big thing.
And what are your favorite dishes?
My favorite dishes, I would say enchiladas, mm-hmm. green enchiladas for Ooh. Sure. Chile poblano,
okay.
It's just delicious. And tamales.
Tamales.
Tamales are just...
And usually, is there like a specific day that the culture cooks certain foods?
Not really. Well, there's this thing we have, Sundays are for, I don't know if you know, a barbacoa. It's a kind of,
uh-huh.
it's a kind of meat.
Yeah.
I think it's lamb meat. It's a gigantic thing on Sundays. It has to be on Sundays though. Sunday mornings. You know, if it's a Sunday morning, you're gonna have barbacoa. Yeah.
It's just tradition.
It's just tradition.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's a hearsay. I don't know. It's a tradition. And yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, you can eat whatever you want, whenever you want.
So, kind of going into what is like the most commonly held misconception about people of your culture?
That we're lazy.
That you're lazy. Why?
Because we're not.
Okay.
In a sense that, you know, especially, funnily enough, I've noticed it more when I've been living here in the United States than back home.
Mm-hmm.
Even though back home we're not lazy either. But here, I have never once seen a Mexican or Hispanic for that matter beg in the street.
Mm-hmm.
They work their asses off if they want to and if they have to, you know, if they have to sell gum, if they have to build a house, if they have to do your garden, you know, if they have to sell food on the street, whatever it is to earn the money, they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're very resilient. So for somebody to say that a Mexican is lazy, I think
it's
highly wrong.
And are there gender roles in...
Definitely.
Yeah, what are they?
Definitely. Mexico is a very machista country. It's a very gender-based country where not really that the woman has to stay at home and the man has to go out and work, you know, but in the sense that even my mother, you know, or my grandma, they expect me to have a boyfriend. You know, they expect still certain things to happen in a way that has happened for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they expect for you to marry and for you to have a family. They expect the woman to behave a certain way. You know, if you're kind of, I don't know, tomboyish, or, you know, that you like certain manly things, they see you as a lesbian, for example, right away.
Really?
You know, it's kind of degrading sometimes to be a woman in Mexico. And it's kind of lucky to be a man in Mexico as well sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's everywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's everywhere at the end of the day.
Do you feel like that's kind of similar to here in the United States? Is more like man-driven?
Certainly. But you see, I think here is more about men being in a powerful position.
Mm-hmm.
And Mexico, because it's not such a powerful country, it's in a different way. You know, it's in a way that is more subtle, you know, but at the same time, you see it more often.
Mm-hmm.
Because here, people are more open about women working, or women, you know, not being married, or women living alone, you know, those kind of things. But in Mexico, it's still a little bit more behind in that sense, you
mm-hmm.
know. They expect a woman to know how to cook and know how to clean the house and know how to do the dishes, you know, those kind of things.
And do you feel like the roles can be reversed? Like, have you seen that in Mexico where maybe a man will stay home while a woman's working? Or is that kind of looked down upon?
I've certainly seen it. It hasn't been often.
Mm-hmm.
It really hasn't been often, but I've certainly seen it. You know, for example, my grandma was a doctor. She was the only woman in her generation to become a doctor. And, you know, that was decades ago, you know?
Yeah.
So it has been seen, but it's not often.
No.
You know, it's not often. Is it frowned upon? Sometimes. Yeah.
Really?
Sometimes it is.
And you feel like, do you think that will change?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. I think it's going to take some time, though.
Do you identify yourself more Mexican? You said you were born in Mexico, but you lived here, right, for a little while?
Yeah, I've lived here, I believe, for about 5 years or
mm-hmm.
so. I mean, I was born and raised in Mexico. I did my kindergarten, my middle school. I did my high school in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
you know. I was raised in Mexico.
Yeah. Do you identify yourself a more Mexican since you
mm-hmm.
were born there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I could ever identify myself as American. Even if I lived here for the rest of my life,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I could ever identify myself as anything but Mexican.
Because you lived over there more.
Because I lived over there, and because despite everything that is bad
mm-hmm.
about Mexican culture and about Mexico itself, I can't, you know, it's a bond that I have with
mm-hmm.
my country, you know.
And do you feel like that, like, what's it called? Sorry.
It's okay.
Do you feel like that's important to have those roots there to kind of, like, are you proud of that? Like, showing to people that you are Mexican and...
I do think I'm proud. You know, I think that there are things that I'm able to be proud of
mm-hmm.
for being Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there are good things and bad things,
yeah.
obviously. Am I proud? Yes, I'm very proud. I don't brag about it,
yeah.
you know, but if people ask me about my culture and about my people, I'll definitely brag.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely brag because there are certainly some qualities that I've seen in Mexico and in Mexicans that I've rarely seen anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely I do feel proud about it.
And what would be, like, the essential touristic places to visit, would you say?
Oh, that's hard. It depends on what your mood is, to be honest, because there are beaches,
uh-huh.
you know. Mexico's beaches are one of the most beautiful in the world. There is Mexico City, you know, and it has something of everything
mm-hmm.
in there. There is, you know, the the woods, there are the beaches, there are the metropolitan areas, there are the deserts. There's a lot of everything in there, you know. So, yeah, I mean, you can always just look into it, you know. Just look into it and look into the cities that have something to offer in there.
And what is the first thing that you do when you go to Saltillo?
The food?
Yes. What popular places do you go there?
In my city?
Yes.
It's hard. There is this place called... Damn it, I forgot. Los Primos. Yeah, it's a very... Well, the Los Primos, you know, the cousins. It's a very old taco place.
Really?
Yeah, and it's super popular. It's so crowded, especially on Sundays, you know, where people just go out and eat. It's very popular. So, yeah, it's...
Los Primos. Yeah, I'm probably going to visit that when I go.
Yeah, you should. You should look into it.
And just one last question. What is your definition of culture?
That's a good one. My definition of culture is... It's the accumulation of values, customs, and ideas of a certain place or a certain area. It doesn't necessarily, in my opinion, have to be an entire country, you know, but it can also be of a city, you know, or of a state or of a, I don't know, of a group of people. So, yeah.
Awesome. So that concludes the end of our trip. Thank you so much for coming, Elena.
Thank you.
And you're listening to World Culture on KPCRadio.com. And I'm your host, Belen Hernandez.